Blog Talk Radio.
Time it is? It's 9 p.m. and that means it's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady. And if this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual freaky good time. This show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. Check us out at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Or download the V's After Dark app at thenaughtyappshop.com. That's right. You can have us on the go right on your smartphone. Woo! Oh, my God. You guys know I normally go by a script, but I'm so excited. This is the last show of 2013. I can't believe it. We have made it through the entire year, and I was just excited. Next week is Christmas, the following week is the new year, and then y'all know what that means. It's time for AVN. Damn, you know. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, you guys, but gotta let you know about that. And this week's topic is the fucking weather. I'm sorry. You know, normally I always talk about a damn relationship. But, you know, I really can't talk about the weather without talking about having sex. So, this is what I want to know from you guys. With all of this snow that's coming on the East Coast and the Midwest, what are you doing to get busy with your mate? That's right. I want to know what's going on. You can send your answers to me or your questions to AskMissV@thetoylady.com. Hit me up on Twitter at MissVTheToyLady. But to send those questions via email, send them to askmsv@thetoylady.com. Hit me up on Twitter at MissVTheToyLady. That's MSVBATOYLADY. Ooh, tonight I've got adult film star. Actually, she's new to the industry. She's been camming for quite a while. Misty Love Blue. And she's going to be answering a few questions, chatting with us, and y'all know, just having a real conversation because y'all know I don't do interviews. But y'all know I'm going to take her ass to the V-Spot. I got to find out a whole lot of shit. So we're going to be all up in the V-Spot. And if you guys have never been to the V-Spot, sit back and listen. Because, you know, once we go to the V-Spot, there's no going back. But for all you guys who want to call and listen and ask your questions, call 646-716-8041 or join us live in the chat room. Well, we'll just be chatting it up tonight because this is the last show. But before I talk to Misty, you know, I got to let you guys know, next year is going to be a fabulous year. I can't believe we're 2 weeks away. And we're bringing in the new year, at least here where I'm at, with some snow. Right now, we got snow. We got snow Saturday. We got snow Sunday. We got a break yesterday. We got snow again today. But what are you doing in this weather? What are you guys doing to, you know, get busy? You know, you cuddling, you fucking, you're sucking, you're licking. Yeah, y'all know I'm going to ask all them questions. If you really thought that I was just going to talk about the weather and not talk about fucking sex, you're out your damn mind. You cannot come out on a Tuesday night and we not talk about sex. I can tell you that it's interesting. I'm having fun. I can tell you what I know some folks are doing because they say babies are made during this time. And you know what? I'm really starting to think that. I really couldn't attest to it because neither one of my babies were made in the wintertime. No, they weren't. I had to think for a minute. But I guess March is the winter, huh? Yes, I said it. I put it out there. Babies, if y'all listening, don't listen to this part. I know y'all ain't anyway. But, you know, they say when the weather is really bad outside, the babies are made. And are you people having sex out of boredom? Necessity or what? You know, animals fucking all the time. But and I'm talking about not the two-legged ones like us, but, you know, the four-legged ones. As a matter of fact, a whole lot of them. When it gets cold outside, they just really doing it up and doing it up. But you guys, oh, my God, I want you guys to call in. Let's talk about tonight's topic. And, you know, I'm going to spice it up because it's the end of the year. It's going to be, oh, my God, next week. You guys, I can't even. I had to read this because I got to remember because next week, if you guys did not hear the show with the sexy Naomi Banks for Christmas Eve, well, you know, I couldn't do it up without having that show replayed. And then for New Year's Eve, we're going to be doing the replay with Miss Cleo. And those are two shows where I had some of my best fun. And we are going to start off the New Year, you know, as they say, only the way that I could do it was some of the sexiest TSs in the industry right now. So you guys really want to come back. We got a whole lot of surprises. I'm excited. I'm just so excited. I know y'all said, bitch, why do you keep saying you're excited? You don't know how much fun it is to know that you've made it through damn near a year. The anniversary show is coming up in February, so it's going to be a hot-ass show. I can't tell you guys, but it's going to be a hot show in February because there's going to be a few bloopers played, you know. For those of y'all who know that I do have bloopers even on this show, you may say, how the hell do you have bloopers on the live show? Believe me, we have bloopers. But, wow. This weekend, you guys, the snow. Now, I know you all said, why are you bitching about the snow? Why are you talking about it? Well, I did not make love in the snow this weekend. I was shoveling that shit. Plus, I had business to take care of. But a lot of people didn't have to take care of no business over the weekend. So I know there was some folks laying up, well, maybe in some beds, on some countertops, in some bathrooms, in some jacuzzis. What were you doing in all of this weather? I want to know. Oh, and remember that you can always, always listen to me. I know. Oh, and I'm not hyped this week, you guys. I didn't do my energy drink. But we got to always put it out there that normally I'm drinking an energy drink. I chose to go all natural tonight for y'all. But, wow, I'm excited about my guest tonight, Misty Blue. Because, see, she don't know what the hell she in for, you guys. I know y'all said, well, it's this bitch whispering. Okay, let me quit whispering. Misty has no damn clue what is in for her. She don't know that I'm going to get all up in her business. And for those of you who follow me on Facebook or have, like, seen some of my comments on Facebook, this is all me. This is all my craziness. I'm a little bit calmer tonight because the damn weather got me a little bit down, but I'm only down because I don't like shoveling fucking snow. But I did realize one thing. My damn dogs are freaky as hell. And I got two boy dogs. Yeah, they was acting kind of stupid in the weather. But it was all good because they were having fun in the snow. And I want to know what you guys do. What do you do when it's cold outside of bad weather? Not just the snow, but, you know, we get some bad rainstorms. You know, we call, as some of us always say, that's love-making weather. But what do you call when it's snow outside? Is that love-making weather, too? Because, you know, we always talk about when it's raining outside, it's time to make love. But what do we do when it's snowing outside? Is it time to make love with the snow, too? I want to know. But I got to find some new words. Okay, we got some really exciting things coming up for the first of the year. Still looking for that co-host. Put the word out there. We're going to I'm going to actually be auditioning co-host, and Hopefully before the anniversary show, we'll have our co-host that will be joining us. But I've got a lot of things going on. You guys are going to want to really, really not only listen in 2014, but you want to pay attention, because I think the V's After Dark is going to start off the new year with a bang for their customers. I heard that from a little birdie. I'm not sure what's going on yet, but it's going to be some things going on. But remember that I'm not going anywhere. I'm still going to be here. But we're just taking a break for those two holidays. You know, they falling on a Tuesday night. How many people are actually going to be listening on Tuesday night? Well, you know what? We're going to find out. Wow, I get pop-ups all over the place. I got to quit doing this. I got a little distracted. But remember, come into the chat room. BlogTalkRadio.com/MissVTheToyLady. We're live. And if you got a question, just raise your hand and say, "What's up, bitch?" And like I said, this is the last live episode. So if you guys have never, ever listened to this damn show, and I mean never listened to it, then when Missy comes on, because we always give 30 minutes for our guests to get acclimated and listen and see if they want to jump in a little bit ahead of time. But we always tell them, you know, if you've never listened and you really want to hear all of the nonsense that's going on and the craziness that I go through and all the fun that we have, because I can tell you that we have a lot of fun. At the end of the day, it's all about the fun. And I can tell you that I'm so excited because I got some good news today. I got all kind of surprises for you guys coming in the new year. And I guess that's what gets me that I get hyped. It's like every Tuesday I get like a new present. I get hyped as hell on Tuesdays. And today I got hyped as hell because I guess if everything comes the way they said, I'm going to have on some new shit, some new pretty shit. And you guys always hear about buying what somebody's wearing. You know how you look at the red carpet and you say, "Damn, that bitch dress is nice," or "That guy has a nice suit on." And then you hear them say, the designer, you know, some name that you can't pronounce, and when they put a price tag on it, it's something that you say, "Hell no, I would never pay that for a dress or a suit." Well, guess what? After the first of the year, when you see me at a Exotica or AVN and you see me walking around, it's a possibility what I'm wearing, you'll be able to buy from me. That's right. It's not going to be my own personal clothing line, but we're in the talks. And it looks like when you guys have been asking me, where do I get my corsets from? I think we found a company that is going to be a regular. You know me, I got to test everything out. Just like it's official. We'll have the corsets. And remember, I love my big girls. So that's one of the reasons why we're trying them out first. Because I don't want anything that my big girls can't wear comfortably. You guys know how I am. Therefore, you know, this is how I do it. But I'm going to have fun with this. And, you know, we've got a few more touches. And the toy line looks like it's definitely going to launch. I know you guys have been hearing this, that the toy line, well, guess what? The final touches are being made, and we've got one more conversation to have, and it looks like that the first 5 toys will be out after the first of the year, and that's something that we're going to be really pushing and talking about, and you'll hear me actually. I may go back to doing live demos. I'm not going to say that we won't be doing them. But I think when the V's After Dark line comes out, at least to give you guys a taste of the new products, that maybe once a month I'll be doing a live demo on those. Do I sound dry to you guys? Because I feel like I'm sounding dry. And I know they say if I feel like I'm sounding dry, I probably am dry. Hey, welcome to the chat room, guests. You're listening to V's After Dark with your host, Miss V the Toy Lady. That's right, I'm checking out the chat room, and I'm actually going to check some emails and some tweets in a minute. But tonight's topic, before we have our guests come on, is having sex in bad weather. And what do you do? I mean, is this really lovemaking weather? What do you call this? You know, I've heard that whenever there are times when people are stuck in the house together, they make babies. Like I said, I cannot attest to it because I think I'm always running the streets. And I think when I was in the house, it definitely wasn't to make babies. You know, I don't know how many people. I do know that it's true that people say that a woman knows when she conceives her child. I was able to pinpoint when I conceived my oldest one. My youngest, I couldn't quite pinpoint, but my oldest, I was able to pinpoint. I pinpointed down to a weekend, and everybody laughed, and my oldest laughs about that because I normally tell him that when you got a mom who works a crazy-ass schedule and a dad who works a 9-to-5 and they get 3 days together, you never know what happens. But that's how I remember when he was conceived. But it wasn't bad weather. It was March. I can tell you it was a nice March in the year 1989. I know my son said, "This bitch, do you ever shut up talking about me?" No, baby, I don't. I love you. But where we lived at, it was not bad weather. And that's why I said I really don't remember doing anything in bad weather to conceive a child because I think it was 70 degrees outside where I was at. I can't remember. Somebody let me know what the weather was in Okinawa in 1989 in March. That'll give me an idea. I don't recall having on a coat, though. I don't think I started wearing coats until I got back to the States. But, yeah. But it's been snowing this weekend, you guys. And I know that a lot of babies are being made. I know a lot of people are getting their freak on. Some folks got their freak on for the first time. I can tell you that. I'm pretty sure that if there was somebody at a club and it was snowing like that, snow will make you fuck somebody that you hadn't planned on, especially if you want to stay warm. I'm going to truly attest to this. I really believe that if people who are desperate want to have sex, let it snow outside. Let them go to a club or a setting where they're kind of dependent on another person, because ain't nothing like it being cold outside and you want to cuddle, and you be like, damn, who am I going to cuddle with? And you remember the number that you got at the club. Ladies, I'm going to sit here and put out some of your business, because I know y'all said that what's going on. But let me tell you something. I got a couple of girlfriends. Yeah, y'all know I got a girlfriend story. A couple of girlfriends who look forward to the wintertime. They look forward to the wintertime because they know when the wintertime comes that for whatever reason, they look good in the club. Don't ask me why. And since I'm not going to say no names, but I grew up with one of these bitches, and I could tell you she wasn't bad looking, but she wasn't the most attractive. But in the wintertime, this bitch got laid a lot. If you want to know when she had a man, look at the calendar, because I can tell you when it got cold outside, she had a man. And she always seemed, we always just say, how the hell you get a man? What was going on? And I really didn't ask her, but my understanding is that she had skills in the wintertime, and, you know, I guess when it's dark outside and cold outside, you know, people don't see your real shape and everything, but she got around in the winter. And that I do know. I can tell you that firsthand. I know she got around in the winter because I never had a problem getting a man. I think once I got one, I stayed with the same man. We stayed together for years. I don't do short-term relationships. But wintertime, snow outside, what did you guys do in this bad weather? And I'm going to ask Misty about that because, you know, she's not really prepared. I'm going to ask her, you know, how does a cam girl go from camming just at home to being in front of the big camera? Because there's got to be a difference. I am really trying to figure out, you know, because when I hear people say they cam, I actually, somewhere in the midst of my shit, disconnected my webcam because I got scared when I saw a thing on the news here about, I guess, some little boy. I'm going to assume that he was jacking off in his bedroom and had his webcam hooked up to his computer, but thought he had cut it off. Somebody hacked into his shit, filmed his ass, and then I guess showed it to him and then started blackmailing him. This child went and stole money from his family so they would not find out. And the only thing I'm thinking he could have been doing in his room, first of all, why the fuck he got a computer in his room? But I'm thinking he must have been jacking off because he was a teenager and they were blackmailing him with it. But I disconnected my webcam quite a while ago because I don't want none of y'all. First of all, y'all don't want to see what I do in my sleep because I drool too damn much. And my hair is wild as hair. I'm not pretty like folks on TV. I don't go to bed beautiful, and I don't wake up with my makeup perfect and hair perfect. I'm a real bitch. I go to bed wild, and I wake up wild. It takes me about 30 minutes to get back in order. But, so the webcam is kind of small. I've always trying to figure out how do people film on a webcam. So I want to ask that question because I'm kind of curious about how do you actually film on a webcam for the computer? Is there a different type of camera that I don't know about? And then how do you go from that? You know, what makes you go from being, I guess, what we call it on the computer screen to the big screen? You know, I want to find out about that. And I'm going to ask her, you know, how is it being, you know, in the industry? Because I'm always nosy. I like getting up in folks' business. And I saw up in my Facebook group that some people had, they asked some questions. And I'm going to try to find out, you know, about some of these questions because I know that if they're asking, there are other people want to know. So I'm going to do some questions for them. And that's the one thing I'm going to find out about because I'm always curious. Y'all know me. I'm just going to ask the real shit. I'm not high tonight. And I know you guys, when I say I'm not high, I didn't do my energy drink. And I know you guys have heard me saying that I'm doing this Shanti shit. So, yeah, I'm really on my Shanti shit. And that did not even sound right. I'm doing Focus T25, y'all, for those of y'all who I just caught myself. I'm doing Focus T25, and I'm trying to cleanse my body because y'all know I like being tight, and the summertime is when I gain my weight because me and food love each other, and instead of doing push-ups, I'm doing fork-ups. I'm bringing the fork to my mouth, so Shanti is helping me get back in shape. But we got about 4 minutes. Is that correct? I guess it is. About 4 minutes, and we're going to have Misty calling in. But you know what? In the meantime, now you guys know that I cannot go through a show without playing some music and, you know, getting everybody right. So since we're doing Misty Blue, well, Misty Blue will be coming in. I'm going to play this for you guys, and I'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes.
Coming at you once again. Thank you.
Got more gangs in the little, headed straight for the top. That's the way it's going down, boo. Once I get my props, I want a little bit of this, little bit of that. Warm the baby oil, cause the female Mac is back with strawberry soda for me. Can I lie?
Now, if that ain't get you motherfuckers in the mood, then y'all know it's a problem. But, oh, my God, you know, we're going to have so much fun tonight. I'm loving that this is the last live show of the year. And, you know, it's always fun when you have a live show because you never know what the hell is going to come out your mouth, what the hell is going to be said. You know, we have all kind of things going on. And with me, you never know what the fuck I'm going to do. And that's right. Oh, another thing. I was told I can't use the word bitch no more, but I will be using it. Just not as much. It's something about the word, you know, that I, but if you notice, I've cut down on it. So I am having fun with that. Oh, my God. You know, we've got 2 minutes. Tonight's topic. You guys know that that topic, sex, snow, sex, bad weather. What the fuck is going on? Somebody let me know, seriously. You know, what do we do in the bad weather? And, yes, I'm following my tweets. So for those of y'all who see what's going on Twitter, hit me up with the tweet because, yes, I am responding to the tweets while I'm on the air because I am the multitasking bitch that is out here tonight. That's right. I know people say, did I see them? Yes, I saw my tweets, but I'm making sure that I get all this time in, too, because y'all know I don't have no damn good sense because y'all know once I get Missy on the air, that's it. She fair game, because y'all know it's going to be a wrap, because she don't know what she in for. Oh, my God. But we're going to have fun, because y'all know I'm going to be gentle. I'm going to be nice. I won't get too much up in her business. Psych. I'm not even going to sit here and say that I'm not going to do it. Because, yes, I'm going to be all up in her business, because that's what I do. I'm going to ask the questions that you guys are afraid to ask. And I'm going to ask some that you will ask. And remember, you can call in with your questions because that is what we do. You get to ask anything. And remember, we're always polite on this show, so we never, ever go off on anybody. That is the beauty of it. Misty Blue, baby, you ain't got nothing to be afraid of. That's right. Like I said, you ain't got nothing to be scared of because we're going to have fun when we get you up on the air. And, yes, I said I told y'all I'm reading them damn tweets. So, yeah, if y'all don't know, follow the tweets. We're going to be multitasking, so we'll be, you know, answering tweets as they come through. So if you got a question, you can always tweet it to myself or hers as Missy Love Blue or at Miss Vita Toy Lady. But without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest for tonight. The up-and-coming adult film star, Misty Blue. Hey, welcome to the show, baby. How you doing?
Hey, hey. How are you?
I'm all right. What you scared about, baby?
Oh, you're putting press out there. You're like, oh, no, she don't know what she's into. Well, give it to me.
First of all, for all my listeners, tell them who you are and a little bit about yourself.
Hey, I'm Misty Love Blue. I have, as you said, I was a cam model, and now I'm doing amateur porn, looking to get a little bit further. And just
wow.
Trying to get ball.
Well, I don't know if you've heard about me, but I like getting up in folks' business. And we don't do interviews. We just have conversations. So you never know what the hell is going to come out my mouth. But we keep it real and we keep it fun. So without anything else, you know, I'm asking that question I've been asking. What made you go from cam to in front of the, you know, the bigger camera? Because a lot of people just stay in front of the, you know, being cam, and then you do hear about some people going God, I'm lost. You know, like porn stars, they'll do cam shows. So what made you kind of do the verse?
Well, it's sort of a unique story. Up until probably last October, I have been very, how do I put it, very discreet and very to myself about my sexuality. And a friend of mine at work, this young black dude, he's like 21 years old, had said, oh, if you want to make some extra money, how about you try camming? And I'm like, there's no way I can do that. So he, you know, pressured me for a while, and I went on the campsite, and I was checking it out, and I'm like, I think I can do this. So I went on there, and I checked it out, and it was pretty simple. It was easy money. You just really need to keep at it and sort of kind of, I don't know, like beg. It feels like you're, I don't want to say begging for money, but it's kind of hard because guys always want to get some stuff for nothing, you know, and on the site, you can probably pretty much go to anybody in there and eventually find somebody that's going to do for you what they want you to do for nothing. So you have to be really careful on how you're doing that. But anyway, so I did that for a little while, and My Free Cams, which is the site that I'm on, sent me to Exotica in Atlantic City. So I went to Exotica in Atlantic City at the booth, and that's when I met Platinum Pussy, Sienna Hills, and they introduced me to D-Wise. So, of course, he comes up and he tells me who he is, and obviously I've never watched porn a day in my life. So he's telling me who he is, and I'm like, I don't know who the fuck you are. And he's like, no, sweetheart, let me tell you who I am. I'm like, I don't know who you are. So we went round and round about why I don't know who he is. But anyway, him and I got to talking, and probably like another week later, Sienna and Platinum were in New York for a meet and greet. So they do porn. So I went to New York, and I met them in New York, kind of met up with a few of their friends, and then the following week, D-Wise called me and said, why don't you come and check out one of our shoots and see if this is something that you might want to get into. So I went to Brooklyn, and I checked it out, and I was like, ooh, this looks like fun. And so the rest is history.
Well, don't feel bad, because I still don't know who the hell D-Wise is either. So you ain't by yourself, because I don't know who the hell he is, you know. So I guess maybe, is he somebody I need to check out? I'm just asking a question. We're not talking about people. I'm just asking a question since, you know, I kind of get impressed when people insist, don't you know who I am? You know, no. Who the hell are you?
I did check him out, of course. You know, I'm not trying to mess with people that, you know, claim they're somebody and they're not. You know, I did check him out. He was one of the AVN winners way back when, oh, geez, I don't even know, maybe in the mid-80s or something. And he did a couple films and stuff. But other than that, that's really all I knew of him, you know. So I started, you know, doing a couple scenes here and there. And I was really surprised with myself because up until probably 5 years ago, I had really only been sexual with three people. And then after that, I met my first black guy. And as the story goes, you know how the story goes. And so ever since, I have never been with anybody else but a black guy. So he turned me out. So
damn.
Yeah. but so, like I said, you know, since I've been doing porn, I'm still very selective about who I deal with and stuff like that. But I'm definitely looking to broaden my horizons and do different things. Recently, I know I met you at the Edison with Anthony B, and I also did a couple shoots with him out there, So Sincere Entertainment, and I did some scenes with Sally, D'Angelo, Rita, Daniels, Lusty. And so that was my first experience actually doing a shoot with some girls. It was very interesting, although I'm not into girls, but I'm trying to broaden my horizon and fill it out.
Well, Sexy and Rita can be very persuasive. That I do know. They can be very persuasive. They're from Gambit.
I had fun with them, though. I did. We really, I don't know if you ever saw the clips. We really had fun in that shoot. We really did.
I really didn't look at the clips. I'm going to be honest. When I look at stuff, if I'm not looking at some straight up pussy eating or some threesomes where some banging with some pussy being ate, I probably ain't looking. I'm serious.
Yeah, well, this
and
is
it's
got to
be
of,
something like, and I really don't look at that much. I mean, I live on my own fantasy, so I don't really have time to be, no disrespect to nobody. I just don't have time to watch nobody else fuck when I'm fucking myself.
I hear you.
So, but along with that, I mean, like, damn, you know. So you had this bad experience. So when did you get signed? I mean, you're still doing amateur porn, so you're signed, you know. Where do you see yourself going, you know, because I know that this, to me, even though I talk to a lot of people in the industry, to me, it's like you've got the West Coast industry and you've got the East Coast industry. I almost feel like I'm done with damn rappers, you know, talking about East Coast, West Coast, West Side, East Side. I just feel like I'm dealing with some damn shit here. So, you know, what
well,
do you
yeah,
see
I
the
know.
Difference?
I personally am too new to even know the difference. I don't really care the difference between East Coast and West Coast. I mean, I'm not out here to make a huge name for myself. I'm just having fun and trying to make a little bit of money while I'm at it, you know, and that's pretty much where I'm at. You know, I'm not signed with anybody. I do my stuff independent. I do have a lot of help from other people, but at this point, I'm really not looking for a manager. I mean, if I got to the point where, oh my God, I was so big, I needed a manager, then I would find one. But at this point, I can handle what I'm doing on my own right now, and I'll deal with things as they come the best, you know, of my knowledge with a little help from, you know, the friends that I have that have been helping me.
And you know what? That is, like, so cool because I tell everybody that I love, you know, especially when you hear people in the industry because a lot of people, you know, think that they have to have a manager, you know, and to hear you say that you don't have a manager and that, you know, hey, you know, you're doing this while you're doing it, you know, it's like a big difference, you know, it's refreshing to, you know, hear about that. But I know that you've been listening and this weather, you know, I don't ask, what the hell is love making weather? Because, you know, we talk, you always hear when it rains outside, they say that, oh, when it's raining outside, it's love making weather. But what the fuck do they call it when it's snow outside? Because I'm, you know, is this just straight up fucking weather? I mean, is there a difference? Because I know a lot of
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is, the snow weather is hardcore fucking weather. That's the way I look at it.
Okay, because I'm trying to, you know, I guess because I was all busy doing stuff this weekend, so I wasn't too happy with the snow. The damn snow came down. I guess other folks was in the house fucking. I was shoveling snow and then trying to get to where I had to be, had to take care of a lot of business. So I didn't have time to go through all that. As a matter of fact, we don't never have, maybe that's why my babies were made when they were made, because I've never had time to just fucking no type of weather. I don't have that amount of time. It's like, oh, it's snowing outside. Okay, go shovel, get the snow blower, move that shit out the way, we got stuff to do. You know, I don't get a chance to enjoy it.
Well, maybe you need to move to a place that doesn't have so much snow.
It wouldn't matter. I would still be busy. I would be busy.
Yeah, I hear you.
The weather, that's why I said the weather probably, that's why I don't, the weather doesn't affect what I do. It could be storming outside. If I got to be somewhere, I'm going to be there. It could be raining cats and dogs, not just be dodging damn cats and dogs, trying not to kill none. Like, okay, oops, didn't mean to kill a little kitty. Shit, shouldn't have been in the way. Damn, that damn dog went flying over the hood. It wouldn't faze me. So that's why I said that that's why I don't understand it, because I never have had that pleasure of when it's snowing outside or raining outside to be able to say I'm stuck in the house and to just cuddle. I cuddle
well, yeah,
when I get through
I guess that's true. I think January, my first son was born, and then June, my other son was born. So I guess there's no prediction to that.
Like I said, other than folks who ain't, for those of y'all who don't have a job and say I'm talking about you, no, I'm not talking about you. But I can tell you that when you really got a true job, and I mean business owner job, got to go get a paycheck job, guess what? There's no sitting down. I've had all my own businesses, and guess what? The damn weather don't shut down my business because I don't get paid if my business isn't running. You know?
Right.
Only the people in Washington, D.C. have the pleasure of having the whole damn city shut down. Baltimore doesn't shut down. Buffalo, New York doesn't shut down. But for whatever reason, the nation's capital, if you ever hear, you always look on the news because you see it right on the news. The nation's capital got a bad snowstorm. All government offices are closed. And you're figuring if the government offices, and then they talk about the airports are closed, and you can't fly into the airport. So I guess the nation's capital is the one place that when it snows, they do have time to fuck. Maybe that's why we all getting fucked in this country by Congress. Yes, I just said that. I will
talk
about
that. Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing.
Because when it snows outside, they manage to fuck us all well. Yes, I said it. So anybody from Congress who wants to call into my show, come on, baby, because you're fair fucking game on here. Now, you are the one people who I will go off on. You know, but other than that, I don't talk about nobody else bad. But Congress, you're not on this top of my list. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, or Independent. Right now, I feel like I've been fucked with no lube.
Oh, that hurts, too.
So what type of weather do you make love in?
Oh, me? Whenever, you're right, whenever I need to. It doesn't matter what kind of weather it is. I don't like to be hot, so if it's wintertime, I'll have the fireplace on. If it's the summertime, I'll definitely have the air conditioner on.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Now, you said that, you know, I'm getting, like I tell y'all, anybody listen, no, I'm up in everybody's business. So since this, you said within the past 5 years, you've come out of your shell with your sexuality.
Right.
With your sexuality coming out that shell, would you consider yourself a voyeur, or do you like to be watched? I've got to find out what the other word is, because I know voyeurs are people who watch. What are people who like being watched? Free?
I'm not sure what that's called, but you know what? I have determined that I like to be watched. I never thought that I would say that because I'm not really comfortable with my body, so I really am not, like I said, comfortable with my body. But when it comes to doing porn, or like I said, it started off when I was on the cam, and it really got me off, you know, knowing that people were jerking off watching me. And at first, like I said, I guess that was a good starting point for me, was to not actually see who was watching me. And then what I started to do was I started turning my cams on. So now when I'm on cam, I won't be on there unless, and it's funny, and I don't like to discriminate, but I kind of do. I put it out there when I'm on the cam site, you know, any big black cocks, you know, turn your cam on. And if they're white, I kind of just slide them over, and they think I'm watching them, but I'm really not.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's got me started. And then I went, it's funny, like I said, with my sexuality, I went to my first swingers party last weekend, and I didn't think I can get into it, but I wind up watching in the rooms, like you were saying. It really wasn't a turn on to me, so I just decided to jump in, and next thing you know, there's like 30 people watching me get fucked, and it was a real turn on, so I like that.
Wow. But you know what? We've got a caller, but we got the chat room going. And you know what? Before I answer the question in the chat room, I'm going to take the caller and find out what they're asking. Because this chat room question, you know what? I'm going to have fun with that one. So let's find out who the caller is. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss V and Misty Love Blue. What's going on tonight?
Hello, hello. This is Greg from Oklahoma.
Hi, Greg. Are you enjoying your game, baby?
Oh, I am enjoying it big time.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, too, myself. Thank you.
Now, my question is, other than, yes, Washington shuts down with an inch of snow on the ground.
We are allowed to talk about the Congress fucking us because they closed out. Every time it's snowed, we get fucked, I think. I'm serious. If anybody wants to get
time.
Fucked for free, that's who does it. I'm sorry. Go back. I'm sorry, Greg. Go on, baby.
Trust me, that's true. It's almost the same thing here in Oklahoma. It's like, holy shit. Well, they shut down. Damn, why do I have to go to work? I mean, every now and then they do shut down too, but...
Damn, my son must
be
working for the wrong people, because shit, I was seeing pictures of tornadoes and when he was at work. That was this summer when y'all had that big tornado.
Oh, yeah, we had a couple of them that we, talked about
on Instagram, so I didn't know y'all shut down. Shit, I thought y'all just worked through that stuff.
Oh, no, my little car, with it being a hot rod, being 5 inches off the ground, if I got 5 inches of snow, it stays parked in the yard.
Well, that makes sense. So what's your question, Nathan?
My question is, now I've been to that point as far as you like being watched, but you also like watching.
Well, I don't like watching as much as I like being watched. So I guess that's true. I guess maybe it's a half and half thing, but I only really like to watch guys jerk off and come, and a lot of girls don't like that, or if they're on cam, they'll say, oh, well, if you put a dick out, I don't want to see it. Well, I do want to see it. So I guess some half and half, but I'm more to the fact that I guess when I'm camming, I like to watch, because when you're on cam, you're in front of the computer. You're not in front of anybody. So what's going to make you wet? What's going to make you want to do more? Nothing. So you need to watch something. I mean, I can't just, automatically get wet and please myself. So when I'm on cam, I like to watch. When I'm doing porn, I'd rather be watched.
Right. I mean, if you're actually not watching, it's almost like watching Scooby-Doo. Like, it ain't gonna happen.
Okay.
Wow, I've never heard that analogy.
No, me neither.
Well, I'm in the mood and it's like I don't have nothing to watch. Okay, well, put in Teletubbies. I don't think so.
Nah. Unless you're into the one with the purple purse.
I don't think so.
You guys know I can make anything sexual, y'all. I don't know why y'all bring this up on my show, because I can make anything sexual. I can make the Teletubby sexual, because that one with the purple purse got something going on. Why you think that Teletubby carrying a purse? Because there's condoms in there, okay? They're practically safe.
I can make lawnmowers sound sexy.
So I have just officially probably gotten in trouble. I will hear from the Teletubby people saying, why the hell did I say the Teletubbies are having sex? But come on now, it makes sense. At least it's safe sex. I didn't say they were doing bad sex. I said safe sex. I said they had condoms, okay?
That's
somebody
right.
had to carry condoms. The purple Teletubby is carrying the condoms, okay?
I mean, that's almost kind of like getting into character, and it's like, okay, well, yeah, he's out there working on a lawnmower blade. Yeah, I think that lawnmower blade got a condom on it.
No, I can't make a lawnmower sexy, but you know what? I can make the hood of a car sexy.
Oh
yeah.
I
tell you what.
Let me see a Camaro with a V8 engine with a 305 winds or an old one. Oh, yes. I can make a Camaro look sexy as hell. I can make a Mustang look sexy. I could come on a Mustang. And a Camaro. And a Firebird.
Hey, as long as you got the right person, you can do anything.
I don't need a person to do that. I could.
Oh, hey, just like for a man, You take a look at a 1958 Chevrolet truck, and you look at the hood. That's like, okay, look at those big fenders. Wow, look at the breast on that thing.
I'm serious. I'm telling you.
Then you go to the top of it, you know, the hood, or, you know, the roof, and it's like, wow, what a nice back all the way to the end. And then with those, you know, the rear end, with the fender sticking out of that, you know, bed, man, what a nice ass.
So, yes, I can make a muscle car, especially a Camaro, which I love Camaros. I love 5-speed. So anybody who's listening, 5-speed Camaro, but it's got, I don't want no beat up shit. Y'all want my wish list? I want a brand new Camaro. That's on top of my Escalade. The Camaro is my summer car, but Escalade for the rest of the year. But oh my God, I gotta ask Misty this question, because this question is up in the chat room, and I'm just gonna flat out ask it. I was told to ask you, who has the biggest? Damn. Wait a minute. Let me rephrase this.
Hell, I can say it.
No, I had to relook at it. No, I had to relook at it because I wanted to see how it was worded. Because y'all know I'm blind. You know when you get over 40-something, the first thing to go is your eyes.
I hear you.
That's why I really tell people that song, Short Dick Man, you can't have a small one. Because once you get over 40, I really talk about your shit. If it was small before I turned 40, it's going to be smaller afterwards.
You're absolutely right.
The question is, who is the biggest dick in the industry that you've had so far?
Who is the biggest dick? Well, I haven't really had much experience with a lot of guys, but the biggest and the fattest dick that I've had in this industry is El Smasho.
Wow. Smasho Gusto. Sounds interesting. I need to go look at some pics of that then.
Yeah, you do. He doesn't put that many pictures up of himself, but he does have a website, johnnyglade.com, you can go on to, and he does get around. And he has some really nice clips.
You know,
and they don't call him Smash for nothing either.
Wow. So Greg.
Yes.
You on here asking questions tonight, baby? You got any more questions for Misty?
Well, that
are you gonna
could
be in Vegas?
That question actually on the chat line could be taken as two different ways. You know, okay, he's got the biggest junk. Now, who was the biggest prick as far as attitude and didn't follow through?
That could be both ways, because you know you got some assholes out here.
Wait, so what was the question?
That the question that was posted, you know, it was put out there, who has the biggest dick in the industry that you've had, but it could also be rephrased, who is the biggest prick in the industry, being as hard as to deal with as far as
Well, listen, I can't exploit that information. I plead the fifth on that since we're live radio and, you know, can't do that.
We don't talk about folks in the industry. The people that we're allowed to talk about is Congress because they're assholes. We do not talk about anybody in the industry, even if we know they're assholes. Congress, fair game. We just won't say any particular congressman's name.
But even though you did not mention a name, it is interesting to know that there are people that are very arrogant in this business or in that business.
Well, okay, so I guess that goes for a couple things. I mean, I've dealt with some arrogant people in this industry, and I've also dealt with a lot of people who claim they're somebody that they're not, or people that claim that they can do for you that they really can't. But like I said, I pretty much keep to myself, and I make those decisions on my own. I really don't go by what anybody else is saying. When I've experienced it for myself, then I'll make that judgment on my own.
Well, it's like there was a movie that one of the characters said back in the 80s, you always go for the BBD, which is not always true, because BBD is not a bigger, better deal.
Is it bigger, better dick? I'll go for that.
And that could be, it could go for that too.
Well, remember what we said, when we're over 40, you know, we need to have bigger and better.
I know I can't see shit.
Well, certain things I could agree with that on, but I've always been, you know, no offense, but I've always loved big tits.
Well, I got them too.
I always tell people that I'm speaking just for myself when I say that I can't see over 40. I never thought that I would be having my doctor tell me, oh, you need to go get some reading glasses, dear. But I got cute ones. I want y'all to know I'm even sexy in reading glasses.
I know. So am I.
You know, I even went and got different colors and stuff. I went to a website. They had a website for them. They had some really nice ones. Because they told me, I went to the eye doctor, and they told me they couldn't put the lenses that my doctor wanted into my regular prescription glasses that I used to wear, which I thought was strange because I thought they were cute. But made me have to go buy new glass frames. But
they're so expensive.
Wow.
Oh, my God. They're so expensive.
So, and I thought, I love my glass frames, even though I had them, like, forever. I loved them. But I can't wear them no more because I can't see with them, which is strange. I see better without my glasses, but I can't read without glasses. And I can't read with the glasses that I got prescribed. Now, and it's crazy because I wear contacts also, and my doctor told me to quit wearing my contacts. So... it's like I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. It's funny as hell because when it happened, I'm like, my doctor's like, you still got your contacts in? I was like, not today. He's like, good, because you don't need to wear them no more. And I was like, what do you mean I can't wear my contacts? He wouldn't even give me a new prescription for them. He's like, no.
Oh, wow.
So,
they're not good for your eyes anyway.
You know what? For me, it's easier to wear contacts because I'm good for breaking glasses. That's why I got contacts, because for one, my hairline, you know, glasses always wear out my hairline, so that's why I started wearing my contacts, because I hated being bald. Can you imagine going, like, 20 years and having this one bald area and everybody saying, why, your hair is thinning? No, it's not thinning. It's my eyeglasses that do it. So I was like, okay. So I switched over to contacts for that reason. That's actually why I switched over to contacts. And then after I switched over, my doctor told me, I just need to wear reading glasses. Actually, it's fun, though, because I get to pull out. I do like the folks, like my grandmama. I pull out and say, baby, I got to pull out my glasses so I can see that. You know, it could be, you know what, and if I were out there doing different things other than being with one person the rest of my life, if I was with somebody, I could say, if I wanted to assault them, like, damn, let me find my glasses. Can I see that between your legs? Oh, damn, hell no.
Well, that's when you need to feel your way.
I'm not feeling for nothing if I can't see it. Shit. If I can't see it, I damn sure don't need to feel it.
I mean,
right,
no offense
then.
On the bald, but Miss V, if you look at my history pics, you see that I actually did shave my head.
Well, men bald are sexy. I'm not sexy bald. My face is too damn fat. I'll be honest. Y'all will always see me with long hair because I'm not cute with short hair. I don't think I'm cute. When you look like you a damn bowling ball in the face, you don't go and get short hair, okay? You just don't.
No. Well,
I did mine for,
you know, support for people I know going through, you know, cancer.
Yeah, I was going to say, you did yours for chemo. You know, now if I had a friend that was going through chemo, I think that I would, if that person needed that type of support, I probably would have gone and, I probably wouldn't go bald, but I would probably go extremely short. You
right.
know, I can't say I would go bald. So if anybody out there who you my friend and you know me, you said no, I'm not saying I would go bald. But if it was for moral support, I would go extremely short. You know,
yep.
I would get it cut down to support my friend for the cause. So don't
That's
nobody
right.
come back and say, Miss V, you said you was going short, because this bitch is not cutting her hair short. Let's get that clear. The shortest y'all will ever see my hair will be a little bit above my ear. And that's only because it'll be curly, because when that shit is straight, it's below my damn ear and it's at my damn neck. Let's get that clear most of the time. Or it's hanging out my back, because y'all know, as in most people in different industries, me and my wigs love each other. I have a relationship with the wig store, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I walk in, I point to it, I say yes, they tell me how much, and I say, give me a discount. Because you know I can't find any damn Americans are selling wigs right now. Everybody is not from this country. And I think I'm going to, since I have the airtime to put this out here, I was told, and I'm going to put this out here, that there's a company that I get my wigs from. Once I confirm it, I'll find out if it's true. But I was told when I went to go buy my last wig that they will not sell to anybody who's not Korean. They believe it's important in their own community. Now, if somebody wants to buy wholesale from them, they will not wholesale to anybody who's not Korean. And I was like, please don't tell me that. I said, because I will fuck their ass up on my damn show. And she said, well, I'm just telling you, because I haven't mentioned that I had contacted the manufacturer, you know, about the wigs, because I know where they're located at. And they were really polite to me on the phone, but the woman in the store told me different. So I'm going to go do some research and confirm it. But if I find out to be true, I'm going to really blow their ass up, because if you want to stay in business in this country and you got the audacity to put out there that you want to sell to somebody other than your own kind, per se, slavery was abolished in a long, long time ago, and this country is segregated, not desegregated. We, you know, we've got everybody mixes together. This is the melting pot. And for you to even have that type of attitude in this country is completely wrong, especially for someone to tell me when I'm going to purchase a wig that about your company. Like I said, I'm going to do my research. If I find out it's be true, I'll make sure they won't sell me more wigs, because they sell all over the country. But
yep.
Misty, I have another question for you.
This
sure. question is, who directed your two films when you were at Exotica?
Oh, I had already mentioned that. I did several. Not only did I do two with So Sincere Entertainment, I also did another one with Lusty Louisa and El Smash. So I did several of them.
Oh. Oh, my God, my chat room. Guess, I got to put this out there because y'all know I'm always forgetting. You know I have to pay bills. I always forget to pay bills. This is the last, you know, Greg, this Missy,
yes.
This is the last live show of 2013.
Oh.
And then I'm on break until the 7th of January. So, it's going to be, you guys got to make this show hype for me tonight, because we're going to have fun. Because next week I'm doing a replay of my interview with Naomi, the sexy and the beautiful, big ass, big titty, tall as hell, Naomi Banks. So that's, you know, if you guys missed that show, it's going to be replayed on Christmas Eve. And then anybody who hasn't heard, it'll be the replay of the Miss Cleo show. And that was another sexy show. I'm always talking about fucking my guests. I'm going to get enough about talking about fucking my guests, because somebody's going to take me up on it, and I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. Hey, Misty.
Yeah.
What did you love doing the most when you were at Exotica?
What was that? What did I what?
Which scene did you enjoy doing the most when you were at Exotica? The scenes that you filmed, which one did you enjoy the most?
Well, I enjoyed the most, as far as a comedy, the one that I did, Queen of Spades, with Rita and Sally and Lusty, with D-Wise and Freaky. I felt that was the funniest, as far as the Queen of Spades. She was whipping you know, being freaky with the whip and stuff. I thought that was hilarious. But on the other hand, as far as being satisfied in a scene, the scene that I did with Lusty, Louisa, and Al Smasho in the hot tub was actually my favorite one. Like I said, we started out in the hot tub, and it was with Lusty and Al Smasho. Actually, he was smashing me so hard, I had to hold on to her because he was banging me right out of the hot tub. So I had to hold on to her for leverage. Otherwise, he probably would have threw me through the wall.
Damn. Oh, my God. Hey, Misty.
Yeah.
Would you ever do a fuck a fan contest?
Yeah.
So you would fuck one of your fans? Wow, now that's interesting.
Well, I would need to make sure, obviously, you know, it would be a condom scene, obviously, and even though it would be condom, I needed to know that they were tested and blah, 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 all that stuff. But, yeah, I would.
That's interesting.
Just not anybody, but I would.
Wow. Okay, you guys who are Misty fans, she says she would do it. We're not saying she's doing this, so don't nobody come back saying, damn, Miss V, you said that she was going to have this contest. When is it happening? No, I asked her a question, would she ever do it?
Well,
I said, would she ever do it? I didn't say she was going
to do it. Yeah, there would have to be a purpose behind the contest. It's not just like, okay, everybody line up, Misty's going to fuck her fan. You know, there would have to be a purpose behind it.
Now, actually, can I get a question in, I think, on both of you?
Sure.
Okay, Greg, you scare me when you say that.
I'll do it in my regular voice, not Sling Blade. Now, do both of you shave, and then also, do you like your men shaven or not shaven?
I'm going to pass.
You're going to pass? Hey,
I'm not fair.
That's not fair.
I'm not in the industry. I just don't do it.
Yeah, but it's your show, so I'll let you slide.
Yeah, I do.
I will shave it down, but I will not shave it bald because it just is too much maintenance. Shave bald, it gets itchy, it gets bumpy. So I just shave it down. As far as a dude, the same thing with a dude. I don't like it shaved bald because what happens is people's hair grows so quick. Within a couple hours, you got stubs. And that kind of stub will rash your face up. It will not be comfortable. So, but I don't like a guy with, like, tons of hair down there. It's just disgusting.
You don't like the chia pets, huh?
No.
That's it. Chia Willy.
No. And to answer your question, Greg, it's whatever my husband wants. If he says shave it, that's what I get. Whatever he asks, and I shouldn't even say ask, whatever he says, if he says shave it down, it's shaved down. If he says let it grow, it grows. That's how I do it. Because remember, I answer to somebody at home, you know. If I was single, it'd be different. But it's whatever
he
asks.
Yes, and see, I mean, I do, and I only do it 2-3 days a week. But, you know, I actually prefer, you know, shaven women because they're...
But do you like it when it's growing back and it's starting to get all prickly and stuff?
No, because I don't like it on me.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, I'll put it this way, with too much hair... there becomes friction on that, too, if it's not groomed.
Wow. Okay, I got a question. You know what, Misty? Is there anyone outside of the industry that you love fucking? You don't have to say anything. Outside of the adult industry that you just love fucking?
Sure. I really haven't had that many personal experiences outside of porn since I've been doing porn. I mean, before I started, I did have, you know, my several boy toys. And now, you know, when they call me up because they know I'm doing porn, they're like, oh, let me come over and fuck a porn star. And I'm like, no, thank you. So I really haven't been. Well, you know what? That's just rude, you know. If they would have said, let me come over, you know, and do what we used to do, that's a different story. But now you're saying, oh, let me come over and fuck a porn star. They're just being a wise ass, you know, just for that. They're not getting any.
Wow. I didn't know people do that.
Yeah, guys are rude. Guys are rude. Or they're like, oh, let me get some of your free videos. Or let me, you know, watch you do a scene. Nah.
Well, the chat room is... My chat room just got all kind of comments. So for my chat room, you know, my guest... The chat room, you're always welcome to call in. So, like, if you are in the chat room and you haven't signed up, if you're in the chat room as a guest, that means you can't really respond. And I know that you see the stuff that's being typed, and I know you hear the show, but if you want to participate, remember, you're always anonymous. You can make up any damn name you want to. That's the beauty of this. You know, you can... make up a name and join the chat and type what you want, and, you know, you don't even have to call in. And if you are on the road or you got to leave your computer, remember, you can call 646-716-8041, and you don't even have to put your hand up. I call it put your hand up, but you don't even have to hit
one. How are you
going to
put your hand up?
No, I'm serious. We have our switchboard, so it used to be like a little hand that went up. Where it was like, can I get in to the conversation? Now they have a different thing, but it used to like be a little hand symbol that went up. So that's why I said always put your hand up, because we get a signal when people want to talk. So that's why I always say that. So I know people say, why do I say put your hand up? Well, if you want to talk, you put your hand up. You know how in school, not the way kids are nowadays, but the way it used to be, you sit there, you go to school, you got a question for the teacher. You don't blurt out the answer. You put your hand up.
Right.
And you get called on. Damn, this chat room is all up in your business. I'm loving my chat room tonight.
Question, all right, well, bring it on. Come
chat
on,
room
now.
Is asking, who has given you the most load? Damn.
The biggest load?
Yeah.
Damn is right.
Well, hey, I'm not trying to play favoritism here, but... like I said, I haven't really been with that many people on film, but I have to say the same as I've been talking about. Ask me a different question so I don't have to keep talking about El Smasho.
Damn, you know, El Smasho got her damn head twisted. Wow, the answer in the chat room was boo. They did a big boo. Apparently, you've been with somebody else.
Yeah, apparently it's somebody who thinks it was them who had the biggest load.
Wow. Ooh, damn. This question says, on and off film. So that's even more descriptive. You might know who this is. I think
yeah,
I know who this person is.
I do know who it is, and he needs to hang it up now.
Damn.
Oh, damn, boy.
Alrighty then.
Call him out on it. Before I have to call him out on it.
Wow. Okay, we got another caller. With that, there's another question. Hey, Greg, I'm going to put you on hold, baby, and I'm going to take this other caller because, it's getting a little hot up in here.
That's fine with me. I can't wait to hear.
Okay, hold on, sweetie. Oh my God, we got another caller, Misty. I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna take a call. We gotta take a little.
Am I gonna be booed? Is this gonna be the person saying, "Oh my God, no, I'm the biggest booed"?
Oh no, I've never had a boo up in there. Oh my God, you know what? Let me go to my other caller. Oh my God. Hey baby, you're on the air with Miss V and Misty Love Blue. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm fine. This is Randy.
Hey, Randy, you sound a little down, baby. What's going on?
We
won't
talk
about last night.
Hi, how you doing?
Randy, before you even start, we cannot talk about last night at all. Don't even discuss it. I'm pissed.
Okay. Okay.
So let's leave it at that. I'm pissed and we won't discuss it.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking
about.
Well,
I don't, and I don't want to know. So let's
it's nothing bad. It's actually, we talk sports. But we're just not talking about it because I'm not happy. So for anybody who's thinking that, oh, is something going on? No, it's about sports. And I'm damn disgusted as hell. I can't even. That's another thing. You know, I've been started talking about that shit. I'm pissed as hell. Hi, Randy. How are you doing, dear?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine. I just been so like busy for most of the day. I just got home about 20 minutes ago, and just figured I'd catch up with you before you're off for the rest of the holiday. Figure I'd catch your last show of 2013.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to listen to the Naomi show. You've got to listen to the Naomi show and the Miss Cleo show. And they're going to be airing live. I mean, people can go listen to them now in the archives, but I'm going to have some surprises for you guys. So those shows you guys want to still listen to, just
yes,
because it won't be live, you probably want to still listen to that show because you never know what I may or may not do on them shows. You never know if I may pop in. So that's a little hint for anybody who wants to know. I may pop in on one of the shows, which means that you guys may get a surprise that you not expect, but I won't be doing the whole show. Let's get that clear. So,
and
you guys
let's
from Missy Love Blue?
Yes, I do have a question and a comment. Well, question, actually, it was in the form of a question. I just wanted to know how long you've been in the business and a couple questions form. In parts, how long have you been in the business? How many films have you done or scenes? And what's your specialty?
Well, I've been doing this probably, I want to say, May of last year.
Mm-hmm.
As far as how many shoots have I been in, I've probably been in, I want to say, six. So it really isn't a lot. It's hard to coordinate, you know, with my schedule and other people's schedule. And what was the last question?
Specialty. What's your specialty sets you out all the others?
Well, right now I really haven't pinpointed my specialty. I just like to get fucked. However it is, I like to get fucked. I like doggy style. I like any kind of fucking. Like I said, I haven't had a lot of scenes, so I'm looking to branch out to different types of guys and, you know, other things that I may not have done before. I was, like I said, I was at a swingers party, and I really enjoyed that, and then I went to another party this past Wednesday, and one of the guys actually took out a paddle, and I've always been deathly afraid of getting spanked on the ass, but he had a paddle out, and he was spanking me, and I actually liked it. So I'm not sure if I'm going to go that route. I'm not sure. I'm pretty much open to anything. I want to say anything, but not anal, but anything else I think I can handle.
Okay. I'm going to go check out – if you have a website, I'm going to go check it out. And I know you're on Twitter, so I'm going to follow you.
Well, I do have – yes, I have my Twitter. I don't have a website as of now. But if you follow my Twitter, I will have my website out before the end of the month. It should be up actually any day now.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you follow me on Twitter, that would be great. And I do have Eclipse for Sale site And I also have, like, Vine, so I do, you know, throw in a couple, you know, personal clips on Vine here and there.
Okay, and let's see, for you seen some, so like, porn in the past from, like 20 or 30 years ago, you ever seen... Ever seen porn? For, like, I just want to know if you have. What's your favorite porn actor and actress from back in the day?
I've never watched porn.
Oh,
ever.
You never watched?
Ever,
wow.
ever. And wow. Even now, I still don't. If I may view my clips as I'm editing them,
okay.
And I may watch like guys that I've been in scenes with. I may
uh-huh.
check them out before I do a scene with them. But other than that, I don't watch it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. Fair answer. I mean, I'm just asking. I mean, that's just, yeah. Wow.
It's weird. It's definitely weird. I've never, like I said, I've never been very, very sexual, and I've always been pretty modest about my sexuality, and I just never watched porn or really never got into sex much. But once I hit 40, it's been uphill since then.
I just want to ask both of you, I want to ask you and Miss V a question. I mean, I've been watching sort of like porn for, I would say 32 years of my life. And I just want to say, is there anything wrong with that? Am I sort of like
watching
addicted?
Watching porn forever?
Yeah.
Maybe you are addicted.
I know a lot of guys that I talk to now that I've met on the cam site, and that's something that they've been doing, like you said, forever and forever. A lot of the guys that are on there actually watch the porn, so that way it keeps them from cheating from their wives. Now, I don't know if I would like that if I was a wife to know that my husband was jerking off or talking dirty to women, you know, cam girls or buying their videos and stuff, but I don't know. A lot of people that I've been talking to, I've been seeing lately that that's something that they've been doing for a long time.
Yeah. Only fact is I'm not married. I'm single. So that's sort of
well,
like...
Well, then you should be out fucking girls, not watching it.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I never thought of it that way.
Why not?
Why not? Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Hey, Misty, I got another question up in the chat room.
Sure.
This chat room is blowing up. You are so popular tonight, which makes my life so much easier. I love it when, okay, for all you guys listening, I love it when you guys call in and ask questions because it makes my life so much easier.
Wonderful.
Question from the chat room. Would you ever do a BDSM scene?
Like I said, with the paddle thing, yes, I'm thinking about trying it. I'll try anything once. If it doesn't work out, then I just won't do it again. But yeah, I'm actually considering that.
And then the other question was, why will you not do anal? I knew that was going to come out. I was thinking that with myself. That one I was thinking myself, so I ain't going to lie to you.
Well, first of all, I don't know. I can only speak for myself. It's not fun. I always, like, I would really like to talk to a girl and have her tell me why she thinks it's fun. How
it is
something
fun.
Like that. What'd you say?
It is fun. It is, like, the best orgasm.
Well, then you know what? Then you and I are going to have to talk off scene because I can't get past. No, listen. I want to. And I want to learn how to enjoy it, but just the initial of getting it in there fucking hurts so bad, I don't want to do it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have done it. I just won't do it on cam. It's just not, I'm not comfortable enough with it. Now, I know it's popular, and a lot of people, you know, want to buy videos with anal. Maybe one day I'll get there, but at this point, I'm not comfortable enough with it. But you are right. I have played with a guy on my cam site bought me $100 worth of anal toys, and I actually did use them on cam. I was fucking a dildo, and I had an anal toy in my ass, and you're right. It is the best orgasm ever. But an anal toy is not like a real cock. It's just not.
You just gotta have the right one.
Well,
like I said, but yeah, I've been with my other half for 5 years, so it's a big difference. I mean, if you would ask me before him would I let anybody do it, I'd be like, you know, that's not something I'm trying to do. It really depends on the individual.
Right.
Wow, this damn chat room is all over you. Talking about, would you do anal with a small dick?
Well, listen, I told you I have issues with small dicks, so it don't matter if you're small. That's not getting you in my ass. It's just... That thing will shrivel up, and then there'll be nothing to it, so fuck no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm not... Damn, my chat room is so off the damn chain. I'm laughing at it. Oh, my God. I'm so glad that I'm, you know what, this is the beauty of having a sex show. Because, see, even though my chat room is being politically correct, with, you know, which means that for whatever reason, they're being politically correct by doing dot, dot, dot. That's why I can't figure out dots. We all know that I don't understand dots. Oh, but this one was a good question. Do you swallow?
Okay, that's a tricky one. I will swallow if it's an accident. I won't swallow on purpose.
Good answer.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Damn. Okay, see, I'm over here. I'm like, okay, my chat room got me going. And I still got a couple of questions, and then I got to pay some bills, you know. Definitely got to pay some bills, and which that could be done real quick. But I'm going to bring Greg back on because I think that we need to have, like, a four-way conversation.
Oh.
You know what? Now, for my chat room... That question, hi, Greg, I brought you back on for my chat room. I'm not asking that question.
Hello.
I'm not. For my chat room,
which
if you
one?
Want that question asked, then you can call into the show and ask that one. I'm not answering that question. I'm not even going to ask it. So now my chat room is laughing at me because I just said I will not ask the question that was just posted.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know about that one, but anal, I've done it a couple of times, and it just, to me, it's nothing special.
Right.
It just doesn't, no, it just, okay. Yeah, okay, I can say, yep, yeah, check that off the list.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Misty, this chat room is off the damn chain. The question was, would you let a female fuck you with a strap-on?
Well, okay, that's a tricky question. I actually probably would, even though, like I said, I don't do women. I'm kind of, I don't know what the word you want to use. I don't want to say hypocritical. But I'll let a girl eat me out, but I ain't touching her. So,
So you're that person we call bi friendly. You're
bi friendly.
Yeah, bi-friendly.
Something like. Well,
you'll let her eat you, but you ain't eating her. That's called bi friendly.
Yeah, but I never heard that term before. But you know what? You're right. I've never had it happen, but I've always been curious. But
so you're the
really,
person who I look at and I say, go away. I don't do bi friendly chicks.
Yeah, I know.
Bi-friendly means that, you know, there's bi-friendly and there's a term they use here called socially bi, and I keep asking them, and socially bi means that you only are bisexual on the fucking weekend like a damn, you know, casual weekend alcoholic, you know, do you only drink on the damn weekend, so you only fuck bitches on the weekend, but during the week you straight. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. That's how terms, because I've been up in the swingers community, and there's bi-friendly, bisexual, socially bi, which socially bi means that, you know, get a bitch drunk and she'll eat a pussy, you know, which means other than that, she won't tell you that she like pussy. If she's sober, she hate pussy. But you get her drunk,
right,
she's like a person who go to the bar, she'll fuck anybody, which is stupid.
Yeah. Now, I you know, I can't say that I would never do it. I've just never been interested in doing it. But, you know, as I'm moving forward and trying new things, I mean, it is a possibility. I'm not going to say never, but at this time, I really don't, I don't have the interest.
Wow, the question up in the chat room was, would you ever do a scene with a female? And if you did, which female would you want to do your first scene with like that? If you had to choose.
If I had to choose that I was actually going to go down on a girl?
No, if you were going to do a, like a, let a female do a strap on with you, or if you were going to, yeah, the whole package.
Well.
Is there a particular female that you would do it with?
That's a hard question. I know that there's a couple girls that I know that I'd like to work with. Would be, one would be Sexy Shelby, I believe that's her name, and also Cela Rain. They're both hot girls that I know do lesbian stuff. If I was, they might be my choice.
Wow.
I would do the strap on before I actually did anything else. You know, baby steps here. Take me there a little bit at a time.
Wow. Okay. I got a question for you, because see, my chat room is blowing up, and this one is coming directly from me. And this one is, because these are things that I know people want to know. For one, do you consider yourself a MILF?
No, I consider myself more of a cougar.
Ooh.
Although I am a MILF because I'm 48. But as far as my choice in men, I like them young. I honestly have probably only had intimate encounters with maybe two men over my age in my lifetime.
Wow.
Wow.
Randy, that counts you out, okay? You're out of the picture.
Sorry.
Oh, I know I am.
I was going to say, Randy, I'm out the picture.
Well, I'm like over 40, good. Way over. I'm over. Well, if I got a birthday this weekend.
Well, I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I mean, you know, but.
Like them young tenderonis.
Oh, okay, young. Oh, already been there. I've been there, done that. Sorry.
She's a cougar. She likes the young ones.
Okay.
Like them young
ones. I know what you mean by out of the pitch. Yes, yes.
You know what?
Not mad.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
not
trust
mad.
Me. I know I am, too.
Oh,
I gotta
well,
check your picture out.
Okay, I'm gonna put you guys on hold because we're coming down to almost the show wrap up. But I got a few more questions for Misty, and I gotta put her on the V spot. So I'm gonna put you guys on hold, and if I don't come back. Thanks for listening, you guys. I'm hoping to come back before the end of the show, but if I don't, you guys have a great holiday, okay?
All
you
right.
too.
Thanks for calling in.
Nice to meet you, and I'll follow you.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Okay. Bye. Ciao.
Ciao.
Oh, my God. Now, before – wow, everybody hung up. Oh, no, they didn't. Before I, we got another caller. Before I go to that caller, I do have a question for you. Anybody, and be it male or female, if they want to get into the adult industry, what would you suggest to someone who was interested?
Probably don't do it.
Wow.
Well, the reason is there's really no money in it. I mean, eventually there could be, but just starting out, there's no money in it. It's a lot of work. It definitely is fun if you're looking for some fun and meeting new people, you know, and socializing and getting out. But as far as, like I said, it's harder for a male to do porn than it is for a female. The female, pretty much, when you're doing a shoot, just, you know, goes, spread your legs, do your thing. A guy, it's really hard. You know, they have to stay hard. They have to come on demand and all that stuff. But I did it going into it knowing the possibilities. Like I said, I'm not looking to be no famous star or have my name on no DVD covers. I'm good with, you know, how things are going right now. Sure, I'd like to make some money at it or a little bit of money, but I'm content.
Oh, okay. And I'm going to take this other caller and then I'm going to put you on the V-spot in a little bit. This
sure.
The V-spot is where, well, we already know what the hell I asked, but we're going to really get up into some really good shit in the V-spot. But I'm going to take the caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss V and Misty Love Blue. How you doing tonight?
What's up, ladies?
What's going on?
Hey, it's a sexy black man, I can tell.
Now, how would you figure that? Now, what if I was a preppy white
and
guy?
And I know who it is.
Wow, that was a good question. I like that question. I don't think she heard you when you said that.
No,
said,
what did you ask?
He said, well, if he's a perky white guy instead. And, I mean, actually, you can't tell by voices no more all the time.
I can tell because I know his voice. I talk to him every day.
Wow.
So ask me a question. Come on, give me a good one.
Well, first of all, I want everybody to know who is on the air because, see, I know that people will be saying, you know, we know this voice, but we want to know who it is. So come on and introduce yourself, sweetie. That's part of this show. You know the routine.
What's up? This is your boy, CEO Anthony B., you know, Focus Entertainment, Rated X, Energy Drink, SSC Triple X Productions, and a whole lot of other things out there.
Yes, a whole lot of other things. He's my 24/7 hotline. He's my BFF, everything. All the above.
I feel touched.
So what's your question, baby?
Let's see. She said a good one. I had a basic one, but she said a good one. Let me see. Okay. Since we're talking porn and everything, let's try to lay out a scene. Okay. Now, you have, let's say, five guys in a scene with you. Okay. You got two little dicks, two mediums, one big. Which one would you want to ride the most, and which one would you want to suck the most?
Okay. Being we had a similar scenario, you tell me.
Damn.
Well, no, because.
Damn, it kind of was similar.
But it was a wonderful. But see, there was no choice of big dick. So you had a
small. Yeah, you're right.
So, you know
how I feel. The bigger, the better. So the bigger one rules.
But the thing is, which one would you fuck and which one would you suck? That's the trick of the question.
Okay, the trick of the question is I fuck the big one.
Which one would you suck?
I would suck the next size in line.
Okay,
so the little one is out the whole damn question. No short dick man again.
Yeah, he could just sit in the back like he did the last time.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Oh my goodness. All righty then. Oh my God. I'm speechless. I'm really fucking speechless.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's been some experiences. There really has.
Wow.
Let me ask one more before I go to the
show. Y'all hear me? I'm over here wowing. I'm like, damn. I'm just lost.
Let me ask one more for the scene spot.
Listen,
what would be your most ideal scene?
Wait, we will have to talk to Miss V about the rest of that another time off air because, I know she'll get a kick out of the story, but obviously people may be listening, and I don't want to insult anybody, but off air, she's going to need to hear that story.
You know, all I can say is there was a cam here, which I would never let y'all have a cam of me doing this, but my mouth is like dropping. I'm like, wow. You know how you see the picture and they got the look on their face and their mouth drops to the floor?
That's what happened. My mouth dropped to the floor. That's for sure.
Wow.
All right. I'm sorry. What'd you say, Anthony? Would you ask me?
I was asking, what would be your most ideal scene?
What would be my most ideal scene?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would like a gangbang with as many people as possible, with me being the only female, and lots of cum all over me.
As many people, so there's no limit. So let's say if we was to get like 200 guys, that'd be good.
Okay, really? Is that realistic?
I'm thinking that's a lot.
There's a chick in Germany that actually did 1,000 guys.
That pussy is blown out. Okay, that bitch's pussy is blown out. I don't even know who she is, but I can tell you, her pussy is blown out.
All right, so realistically,
and how much wasn't it? Hold up, Misty, because he said, and she did it for how much money?
No, well, she got paid $100,000, and she did the scene in 16 hours, because what it was is she ended up, it wasn't like a full fuck on and shit. They basically, it was like a tap, tap, tap out, you know, one after the other and shit like that, and then they let them all go back around and come. So basically, it was a half gangbang, full bukkake scene.
Okay.
That's what I got.
$100,000, ain't nobody blowing my pussy out for 100 G's.
Yeah.
Her price is
so okay.
I'm sorry.
So if we're talking a limit, okay, 20 sounds reasonable.
Okay.
When you make that happen, you let me know.
All
right. Damn. Sounds like somebody got a job to do.
Yeah,
you know,
does.
We got a show wrap up because I can tell that Anthony B. apparently needs to be working. And I got to take you to the V spot because, this is a hell of a way to end the day. And Anthony B., happy holidays, because I hate saying Merry Christmas because everybody don't celebrate Christmas. So I'm going to say happy holidays.
Man, I'm going to say Merry Christmas. The atheists can go take themselves to the side. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
I think Ms.
V, you already know I'm a troublemaker, so.
I'm on Vegas countdown, so y'all not going to, I'm on Vegas countdown.
So am I. And we're going to have to talk because I need to talk to you about some big girl outfits and stuff, too.
Hey, let's talk because you know what? We got Anthony B., thank you for calling in, baby. I'm going to put you back on hold and we're going to wrap up this show because y'all going to get me started, shit. I'm trying to end this year on a positive note of me not acting a fucking fool. I'm doing good so far.
Act the fool.
I'm doing good so far. Listen, my chat room has been off the damn chain, so I ain't even got to worry about it. My chat room has taken care of all my foolishness. You know, my chat room before that person signed out was talking about giving us a rock and some Barry White. So, you know, I'm like, shit, you know, my chat room is off the chain tonight. Oh, but thank you for calling in, baby, because, you know, if I don't close the show out right, I'm going to be in trouble tonight.
Yeah. Better close. Yeah.
Thank you for calling in, sweetie.
All right.
Okay. Oh, my God. You guys, that was the CEO of So Sincere Entertainment, Anthony B. He is so crazy. Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. I'm not even going to get into that because apparently some shit went on that I need to hear about off air that got my damn mouth dropped. But, Misty, are you ready to go to the V-spot?
Sure. Bring it on.
Okay. Now, just so you know, before we go there, I'm going to ask you a question because, you know, I sell toys, and I'm always curious as to what other people's favorite toys are. So, Misty, what is your favorite toy to use on yourself or to watch other people use?
Well, like I said, I've never even used any toys on myself up until the past October that I started doing cam shows. This was October of last year, and that's when I started buying toys. So I'm really not experienced on toys and what toys can do for me. The ones I have, you know, I get very bored with. So that would be something that you and I probably would like to have a conversation about. I do have a Hitachi. The thing with that is I'll use that and I'll come like within seconds, and that's just too quick for me. It does the trick, but it's quick. I do have another toy that's sort of like I guess it has like the G-spot thing on it, and I want to say butterfly type of thing. That is the first toy that I played with that actually made me squirt.
Wow.
Other than that, I want to try, what do they call it? They're rabbit, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I need some help with the toys.
We'll talk. I got you. We'll talk.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's time to go to the V-spot. Now, for those of you who are just now listening to the show, the V-spot is where once we go there, we never go back. And this is where I'm completely uncensored, unfiltered, and you never know what the hell is going to come out of my mouth. But my chat room has like really been blown up, so this is going to be a very calm V-spot for me because my damn chat room did so much craziness tonight. But the one question I do have that nobody has bothered to ask you, and I'm going to ask it. Are you, when you see your man or you see another woman, would you prefer that woman has big breasts or small breasts? And since I know that you've never done a scene with a woman, well, you've done a scene, but you really haven't done it, would you prefer to watch a woman being fucked? And actually, this is a good one. This is a scene for you to think about, and you can answer this question. Would you prefer, if you had to do a scene with a female, would you prefer her to be being fucked while she was eating your pussy, or for you to be being fucked and she playing with your chest?
Wow. Well, the scene that I did last, I was getting fucked while I was playing with her chest. So I've done it that way. And what was the other one?
Her being fucked while she's eating your pussy.
No, I'd rather have the dick in me.
Wow.
I'm selfish. I need a dick.
All righty then. So with that said, I want you to tell all my listeners how they can contact you.
You can contact me on Twitter, Misty Love Blue. That's the best way to contact me. When you go on there, like I said, you can go on to my Clips for Sale site. I also am on My Free Cams. My site link is also on my Twitter. And shortly I will have posted my new website that should hopefully be up before the new year.
Wow. Well, I got to thank you for coming on the show.
And, you're welcome. It was fun.
You know, and I'm going to do a little bit of a wrap-up, but I'm going to keep you on because I'm going to bring Randy back on. But
okay.
I got it, you know, so I'm not even going to put you on hold. So I'm just going to do this show wrap-up real quick. And
okay.
We're going to bring Randy back on to, you know, have a few questions. But for everybody who's listening, you know, this is the last live show of the year. But I'm starting off the year in a totally different way. I've got the beautiful and the sexy T.S. Foxy coming on January 7th. And then I have the sexy T.S. Sunshine Monroe, the 14th. Now, for those of y'all who don't know what the 14th of January is, that is the day before the official kickoff of AVN for the trade side of the industry. So that's going to be a good show because I will be flying out 2 hours after the show. So we're going to have fun. Me and Sunshine, we're going to act a fool on that show because I'm going to need somebody to keep me awake since I can't really go to sleep after the show that night. I'm going to be probably tossing and turning since I have to be at the airport. But if you guys want to keep on top of everything that's going on with me, follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toilady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. Make sure you check out the V's After Dark Facebook page at V's After Dark Pleasure Products. Also, go to Google Plus, Miss V the Toilady Jones, because they made me put a last name on there, so my last name is Jones. Google don't like it when you don't have a last name. Don't ask me why, but they wanted the last name up there. And for those of you who really want to know all about toys and the radio show, make sure you go to the Twitter page for V's After Dark, which really hasn't been that active, but it's actually V-S-A-F-T-E-R-D-A-R-K. Download the V's After Dark app from the NaughtyToyShop.com. We still got our app up and going, and we're going to be updating it soon. But remember, next week will be a replay of my show with adult film star Naomi Banks. And then the following week for New Year's Eve, I'll be replaying the show with Miss Cleo. Both shows you want to listen to because you never know what I'm going to do if I'm going to pop in on that show and take some questions. So I got to tell all my listeners, happy holidays and a happy new year. And I'm going to bring back on Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey, Miss V. How you feeling?
You know, all right, you know, because we down these last 5 minutes. You know, if I don't get that show wrap up in, I always talk too much. So you got any more questions for Misty?
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to know, how tall are you? I mean, I never seen you before, but I just want, but I will when I get off here. And I just wanted to know how tall are you?
How tall am I? I'm about 5'3". And I'm about 180 pounds, so I'm not a little girl, but I'm not a big girl either. I got some meat on me.
I will definitely check you out on Twitter and follow you. I'll tweet you saying that I heard you on the Miss V show, and I hope you'll follow me.
Oh, sure, that'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. And I'm just going to make this sort of quick. What do you see yourself in about 5 or 10 years from now?
5 or 10 years from now? Well,
yes.
Right now I'm going to nursing school, so I hope to be working and making some big money one day soon.
Oh, okay.
Although I'm 48, you know, 5, 10 years from now, sometimes you don't want to think that far ahead when you're at this age.
Right. Well, I should have said 1 to 5. I should have said 1 to 5.
Yeah, right? 1 to 5. No matter what, I just want to be happy wherever I'm at, whatever I'm doing.
Wow.
That sounds like a fair answer to a fair question. I hope it's not a dumb question.
Well, you
a lot of people
in the adult industry won't even tell you where they project themselves because they see themselves constantly in the industry somehow. And I found that out. A lot of people in the industry will say in 5 to 10 years they see themselves doing this. Like, I can tell you in 5 to 10 years you'll probably see me behind the camera. But that's because I love the adult industry. We already know that I'm working on – you know I'm already working on producing some stuff. But
well, I want to be the first one to be in your film.
I'm working on a lot of things. I got too many damn oars in the fire. I got so many damn oars out there. It's kind of crazy. But, God, you know, I'm, like, loving this show. The chat room had me off the chain tonight, and then we done had Anthony B. called in. For everybody who called in and people who listened to the show and the guests in the chat room, definitely I want to tell everybody, you know, thank you for listening to the show. You know, this has been a fabulous 2013. I want to thank all my guests this year, you know, because without having guests on the show, then you guys just get to listen to me talk for 2 fucking hours, which I know, which I've had to do sometimes. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all good. But, you know, we're going to start 2014 fabulously, and I want to, you know, invite Misty to come back later on, you know, so we could, once you get some more scenes up in each other, because I'm going to have to get nosy. I got to go check out some scenes and get you back on here and really get up in your business.
No problem. I'll get Anthony to send them to you. I'm sure he'll be more than happy.
You know what? Crazy ass. And you guys, starting next year, if everything goes the way I hope and plan, I will probably be live 2 days a week right now looking for a co-host, but we're going to kind of do the second show as a twist. It will still be about the adult industry, but I want to talk to all of my alternative people. So in 2014, I'm hoping to have a show dedicated to, and I always get this wrong, so everybody in this industry, I apologize. Send me how to word it right, because I know I always mess it up. But it's the gay, lesbian, bi, and transgender. And I know I just messed up something there. But I'm going to have a show dedicated to you guys. And, you know, we're going to have real conversations. It's going to be about sex. Let's get that clear. I ain't talking about no straight stuff. I don't need to be serious. There's too many other folks out there serious. I like talking about sex. But I'm going to talk about TS is having sex. And lesbians having sex and bisexuals having sex, men or women. I'm not going to discriminate. And I want to hear about this because after talking to Buck Angel, I got real interested because that is one sexy-ass fucking man. Damn, a man with a pussy. I'm still trying to get over that shit. But I want to thank my guest, Misty Blue, for coming on because, you know, we got her on here, and I want to tell everybody, thank you, and for everybody, I will be talking to you next year. So bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks for
bye.
Having me. I'll see you at AVN.
Okay, I'll see you then, baby.
All right. Bye.